Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a snowboat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Is when you can listen to the Ben and Vince show.
What? Oh, huh.
Anytime.
Okay. It's right now, you can, specifically.
Feel like our studio has relocated to Reverb City.
No, it's still in Albany.
Okay, that's good.
I think. I mean, I didn't take a different route when I went here.
Wait, okay, yeah. Yeah. All right. So what's up?
What is up? Nothing, I don't think. I don't think anything is up.
That's too bad.
What are you up to? Against?
The wall.
Really?
Yeah,
By
like that
who?
store.
Like that store?
Up against the wall.
Is a store called Against the Wall?
Up against the wall.
Is a store called Up Against the Wall?
Yes.
What do you buy there? Walls?
No.
Wallpaper?
Clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah.
Wallpaper clothes?
No. This isn't Mary Worth.
I don't get it.
People wear clothes that look like wallpaper.
Oh, I thought you meant the wall wears clothes.
Oh, no, the wall wears
Ascots.
terrible dude.
What about salmon squares?
Yeah, salmon squares.
Mary Worth has
What's the?
been kind of ridiculous recently.
It's been kind of stupid.
Yeah.
It was just him. I'm not a fan of this
I mean,
storyline.
nothing has happened yet.
Yeah, I want it to turn out that, like
That.
what's interesting that could even happen?
Yeah, well, obviously he's not going to actually be his kid, right? I mean, that
Well,
would
I
be
don't
too
know.
extreme or something.
Who's to say? Like, maybe this is the end of the storyline.
No,
Kinda.
no, no.
I
Well,
think it's so
no.
stupid, too. Oh, yeah, I knew your mother in
Oh
college.
my God. This is so stupid.
Yeah,
That's what it's been for like the past 8 days. It's just been like, yeah, I knew her. Let's talk about her. Okay, yeah, I know your mother. Yeah, let's, okay.
then let's imagine her. I didn't notice how long her neck was.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
actually hilarious.
Until Josh pointed out.
Yeah. What I was gonna say.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then Mary Worth.
It's just really dumb and stupid and boring.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should be paying closer attention.
Not really. There's nothing to pay attention to.
Dude, I use Facebook
It
almost
can.
every day. It's something I do.
Yeah.
So, I sh these are dangers about which I need to know.
Yeah. It can happen to you. It could
Yeah.
happen to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Do you have something else to say about something else?
I mean, I have a lot of things to say.
Okay. This isn't that your resolution to have more opinions?
What are you talking about?
Your resolution for the new year?
It's like 1440 by 900. I've been waiting for someone to ask me that. You're the first one.
Wow.
Yeah,
Thank you. I feel so privileged.
no, I don't. Why would I, I'm perfect. I don't need it.
You told me you said your new resolution was going to be to have more opinions.
Oh, did I say that? When did I
Yeah.
say that?
At like 3 o'clock on
The
January
morning.
1st.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I forget why I was like, I was like,
I
yeah,
like
you have a
came
lot of
in and I had
opinions, and you were like,
a
yeah,
lot of
that's my
opinions about
resolution.
stuff. About David Gutenberg
I don't think it was that.
being a pedophile.
That's not an opinion, Vince.
It's a fact.
Exactly. Is he in Tennessee or what? Probably not
Oh,
anymore.
I forgot. No, well, he wasn't there last night.
Last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know, some nights ago.
Yeah. Were you late to work ever?
It's impossible for me to be late to work.
Oh, it's just you're out whenever you show up is on time.
Yeah. But,
Okay. Did you?
I mean, I've never been later than usual.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone thinks I was late.
Were all like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Always say that
Really?
when I wake up.
Every
No.
day?
Sometimes.
You must have a bad life.
No, I have a great life. That's why I don't have to make any resolutions.
Ah.
I'm resolved to keep living the dream.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The American dream?
Yeah.
Okay.
In America.
That's where you have the dream. You go to sleep
That's where I
in
live the dream.
what?
That's where I live the dream.
Right. Where do you have the dream?
In bed, I guess.
That's in America, maybe, usually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You fall
I
asleep in America. You fall
fall
asleep.
asleep in real life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, wait, were we talking about resolutions?
I
I
guess.
mean, I don't know, nobody's perfect.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm not perfect. No one
Oh.
is.
Well, what can
I'm
you do
far
to
from
make
perfect.
yourself more closer to perfect?
Just be more perfect.
How do you do it?
You play to win the game.
What else do you do?
Play to win the game.
That's just the same thing again. It's not helpful.
Up the awesomeness level, I guess.
Oh. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it just like a
Just
little
turn it up
dial that
and
you
let
can
the
turn?
knob off.
Is there? Is there, Vince?
I said you just turn it up and rip the knob off.
I didn't hear you.
It pretty loud.
I didn't hear it at all. You must have
You should
been
take off
turning
your
the volume
headphones.
dial.
Shit, sometimes I pick the wrong one.
Try not to turn the air pressure dial. You might also suffocate.
I do control the weather. Speaking
That's
of.
how you're so good at predicting it. You just control it.
Yeah.
That seems like cheating.
It's only cheating if you.
If you.
Don't try.
It's only cheating if you don't try.
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take,
Okay.
which is not true at all.
Is it? It's not?
No, you fail to make 100% of the shots that you don't take, but
True.
you miss 0% of the shots.
Right, because Yeah,
You don't miss any of them, and you don't make any of them. You just don't take them.
What about hang in there?
The dog ate my homework.
Don't believe you. You're gonna have to stay after class.
I'm a bear with hands on its head.
I don't know that one.
What homework? Yeah, that's the one.
I don't know that.
Obviously,
Why would a bear
obviously.
be doing homework?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I've seen probably a lot of these posters a lot more times than you have.
Oh, because your dad is a teacher?
Yeah. Go up to Crown Teacher Supplies.
Oh my
They're
God.
like stocked with those things.
Holy crap. Why would a, how can a bear talk anyway?
He's not talking. He just has his hands on his head, and the caption says, "What homework?"
Isn't it implied that he's saying that?
I mean, you can infer whatever you want.
Do you
It's just a
infer?
poster, man. It can't tell you what to think.
But don't, are you just assuming that those words are just like appearing next to him?
In front of him.
Whatever.
That's probably why he's so confused.
Okay, if a bear was confused, would he really just put his hands on his head?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he just attack you?
No.
Or the
All right.
homework?
That's why I didn't do my homework. All right, let's take a break.
Wait, your own homework? Are you a bear?
That's why I didn't do my homework.
Being a teenager can be rough. Trying to fit in, who's cool, who's not. But if the world doesn't fit you, you're totally hosed. California. Try being a 200-pound teenage dog in a radar dish.
Jet set, now what haven't we yet? Rolling up in paper planes, wondering if we wanna change.
DJ Rockstar.
All I ever wanted was lights, cameras, action. People staring at night, cameras flashing. Living a movie, not prepared to see the last scene. All I want is the pretty women for the casting. Won't confront them, put your money where your mask is. You a chump, talk guns, but scared to blast his. Buy them bottles by the case, we don't gotta chase. For the love of money, we in a million-dollar race. When those guns and the niggas hate them, but I fish bowl, so I can let your hoes see me while I'm in it. See, I ain't got a deal, but everybody know that I ain't kinda real. I'm $100 bill, authentic, yeah. Hotel room, marijuana, Senate. Chevy watching the game, yo, bitch, she rolling me planes. Passport paying my dividends for the fame. Mine in the gutter, you niggas ain't in my lane.
On the Benjamin Show.
Yeah, we're back. Where are
Okay,
you?
so coincidentally, I was playing NHL 2002 today.
Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, because I was playing against some team.
The Bears?
No, I don't know if there's any bear. No, there's Bruins.
Is
Boston
that a
Bruins.
synonym for bears?
It's a type of bear.
Really?
Yeah.
What type?
I don't know. An athletic one.
What color is it?
Brown. Or in the case of the Bruins, black and yellow.
Sounds like a bee.
Or in the case of UCLA, blue and gold.
Are you sure they're not a type of bee?
Have you ever seen a blue bee? I'm
I'm talking about black and yellow.
talking about blue and gold.
Why?
Because that's what color the Bruins are.
You said they were black and yellow.
Not at UCLA.
I don't care about UCLA.
Wow. You don't care. Ben Strauss does not care about UCLA.
It's our worst four-letter acronym.
Just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, it definitely does, actually.
What do you think is the worst? It's probably a lot. I've never been a fan of PEMDAS.
Oh, I thought we were sticking to four letters. But yeah, PEMDAS kind of sucks, yeah.
We are.
What about, how
about CCCP? That doesn't even stand for anything in English.
Right. And it's not a P, right? Or a C.
Whatever.
There's some really bad ones out there. And TFS.
Okay. So I was reading on Wikipedia about, NSFW. That's a good one.
Not safe for radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so I was reading on Wikipedia about University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Okay.
And they have, their campus is split up into regions. Residential regions.
Aren't they, one inch square anyway?
No, I don't know. They're pretty big. They're, out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So they got, north, central, east, west, right? Each region has an area government.
God.
Serves under the SGA, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they're talking about, the place where, it's cool to live is Southwest. That's where all the parties happen, right?
Okay.
And their government is Southwest Area Government. Swag!
Nice.
Swag on 100.
What?
Yeah. So anyway, I was playing NHL 2002.
So it's not really an acronym, but WASD kind of sucks.
WASD?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
It stands for the WASD and D keys.
Oh, WASD?
Yeah.
I don't like WQASLOP. I don't know about you.
Well, does that stand for anything?
Yeah, it stands for suck.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, VSOP, that's a good one.
What is that?
Good question. What about WASP?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Wait, what about... I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, so you were playing NHL 2002.
Yeah, yeah, and I played against this goalie. I mean, he was on the team I was playing against.
Okay.
His name was something French or something.
Okay.
But it was pronounced Hébert. So
Hébert?
Every time I would take a shot, it's like, saved by Hébert! He takes the pass from Hébert. It's like, wow, I didn't know they could play hockey.
Hey, where in the rule book does it say a bear can't play hockey?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I always said if I'm going to invent my own sport. By the way, have you ever noticed a lot of the major sports were invented around the late 1800s?
Okay.
What did people do before then?
Volleyball
was invented in 1891. You think that's pretty basic.
Wait, what was?
Volleyball.
Oh. What do you mean pretty basic? It's not that basic. You're thinking of tag. Hello? You're not speaking. You said continue to say
Oh, tag. When do you think tag was invented?
I don't know. Ancient times?
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's what I thought about volleyball until now.
Why would you think that volleyball was invented in ancient times? They didn't have nets.
They had strings. They had balls. They had sand. Sand is the most important part.
Well, do they have bikinis?
No, we can only hope. All right, what do you think about... If we were playing volleyball on a court made out of sand, what would you call that?
Oh, I think we already had this discussion.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was on air, but your argument is that some people would call it beach volleyball, but that doesn't make sense because you're not actually on a beach.
No, you would call it beach volleyball whether or not you're on a beach or not.
Oh, okay. But somebody else's argument is that you shouldn't?
Everyone in the Midwest calls it sand volleyball because they don't have any beaches nearby.
Oh, That's funny.
It sounds so weird.
Yeah, it does sound weird. But okay, so my question is, like, all these sports are being invented around the same time. Like, were people just all of a sudden really bored? Like, why all then?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Maybe they were, like, shedding their social, inhibitions. Constraints and being like, oh, we can run around now, and it's not, like, impolite.
Right. Well, what
about
tennis?
That's when everyone was doing their, like, feats of strength and, crazy contortionist shit.
Circus muscle men.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about archery? I mean, okay, there were the Olympics, right? What did the original Olympics have? Was it mostly just running?
No, it was mostly, like, just, like, gay shit.
Oh, like wrestling?
I mean, I'm just, all I'm saying is everyone was naked.
Right, okay.
And it was only dudes.
Right. Well, I mean, still only dudes play against other dudes, right?
Yeah, but they wear clothes now.
Well, right, but nobody wore clothes at any time back then, did they?
What?!
Except for to eat grapes.
Hold on. You're telling me that in ancient Greece, everyone just walked around naked all the time.
I'm not actually telling you that.
Wait, what about togas? Didn't they wear togas?
You're thinking of ancient Rome.
Isn't it the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
It's just
maybe
a different
they wear togas in ancient Greece, too.
Yeah, that's what they did, I bet.
Okay. But yeah, they did. But I feel like they took off their clothes more often.
That's so weird.
Than we do currently.
Well, we can take our clothes off enough to play sports, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, do you take off your clothes when you play sports?
I mean, yeah, I wear, like, shorts or something.
Yeah. So, you can see where the idea came from.
Wait, no. I don't even know what idea you're talking about.
The idea of clothes.
Oh, yeah. It was to not be naked all the time.
But why?
I don't know, because a bunch of naked dudes wrestling is kind of gay.
Is that the reason?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What, wrestling?
Yeah. No, there's plenty of things wrong with wrestling.
Not like wrestling?
Not like actual wrestling.
As opposed to like WWE?
Yeah.
What about pandas wrestling?
Okay, yeah.
No, that's the WWE.
Pandas doing anything. That's not a fair argument.
That's not a fair argument?
Yeah, because pandas doing anything is awesome. Oh. Pandas sneezing is like the best video on YouTube.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm going to give you a multiple choice question. And you have to, if the item in column A is greater, you have to say A. And if the item in column B is greater, you say B. And if they're equal, you say C. And if you need more information, you have to say D.
Right, wait, what if,
okay, so
how do I know what if there's columns?
I'm about to tell you. So in column A is 3x plus y, where x is 5 and y is 7. And column B is watching two bears fight each other.
B.
Okay, I'll get back to you with your answer after the break.
This is the end of the episode.
I know.
I already know what my answer is. It's B.
I'll tell you if it's right.
Oh, all right, well, that's the end of the show.
Okay, the answer is B.
Oh. Woo! I'm being more perfect already.
Oh, wow, yeah, 1 out of 1. You didn't miss that shot, but you also took it. So I don't know what that means.